says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly.
Hey, welcome to the show, folks. Here we are on April 11th, 2019 at the Trump Phenomenon. I'm your host, James Kelso, beaming this live to you from North Dakota, a place you've probably never been, based on the odds, since this is the least visited state in America. And hey, any of you callers who want to share your thoughts on North Dakota sometime when you call in, go right ahead and do that. I'm always interested in what you think of our state up here on the Canadian border. And, of course, you're welcome to call in at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. It's a live show. You'll find out when you dial that number and you're surprised somebody picks up and answers and says you'll be on momentarily. Use any name you want, any location you want, and you can say just about anything you want. But don't try to talk over me, okay? I'll help you get your own show. On the network, everybody listening to the show supports, which is the Republic Broadcasting Network. And please do send in your support. Listen carefully to that ad from Mike Rivero, a fellow host on this network, who makes the point that the model that will work, keeping Patriot Radio and Patriot anything alive, is user support. So figure out how much a Patriot network is worth to you. It does offer things that other places don't offer. Figure out the value of those to you and let it be reflected in some sort of contribution that you make on a regular basis. Just make it a habit and keep those contributions coming in. And you can find out all the information you need on how to contribute at republicbroadcasting.org, which where you probably are anyway right now. Let me bring up my caller board here. In our software, where is the caller board? Where did it go? Let's see. Where did it go? Let's see. Well, let's just see where it went. Well, I'll find it eventually here. Soon enough, so you, and you know, that's the neat thing about our radio is we have engineers, so when I lose track and they can bring me back on the straight and narrow. Let's see what happened here. My buttons changed. Oh, there it is. They moved it over here. Ah, there you guys are, right there. Okay. Well, the let us start off the festivities tonight with our favorite personage, Donald John Trump. And he celebrates with all of us the big kick in the pants that the Democrats got from Attorney General William Barr. This is not turning out the way they thought it would turn out. Robert Mueller was their big hero. He was going to deliver the knockout blow to Donald Trump. They were all panting. I mean, they were breathless. They were drooling over the Mueller report. Don't touch the Mueller. Don't get in the way of the Mueller report. Don't interfere with the Mueller report. Do you promise that you will not interfere with the Mueller report? This is the hearings for Attorney General Barr. They were hoping for so much from Robert Mueller, and he just didn't deliver. And the I'm surprised with them. I too am surprised from an opposite point of view. I thought he was going to deliver a real assault on the president, but no, it's a nothing burger. It's an exoneration, and the left, showing what they're made of, immediately turn on their hero. Robert Mueller is now a villain for them. And now they don't like him. And now there's a cover-up going on. And so on. So, but this was delivered, William Barr, in his testimony before Congress, when they started to go into this area, not only did they not get a knockout punch against Donald Trump, they saw the Attorney General, William Barr, winding up to deliver what they fear, because they know the truth behind the story, a knockout punch against them and their cohort in an investigation, which William Barr said he is conducting, of how did the nothing burger Russia hoax $30 million boondoggle get launched? Well, not boondoggle. That's too much, too nice a word. Attempted coup d'etat. And I like Donald Trump's adjective. Treasonous coup d'etat. Good use of language, Mr. President. And here's what he writes about that 1 hour ago. He's quoting Lou Dobbs, one of our favorites, Lou Dobbs on Fox Business, who says, and the radical Dems, he calls them Dems, reeling in disarray as the president continues to win, win, and win again. The left is pretending to be shocked by Attorney General William Barr's testimony before Congress, in which he said spying did occur on the Trump 2016 campaign. So that's, I think that's the best story that's out there going around right now. The president today had a great session in the Oval Office with American veterans, including veterans of World War II. And this was very touching. See how much these guys love Donald Trump and how what great respect he has for them. And here he is sitting at his resolute desk with a, what is that statue that's behind him of I'll have to look that up. There's a equestrian. Looks like a bronze statue behind Donald Trump in the window there in the Oval Office. And so that was a great event today. And, of course, the lamestream media did not show it. He also puts up another quote, Maria Bartiromo, the biggest scandal of our time, the coup that failed. Let's listen to her for just a second. Let's see what she has to say. I can get her sound to come up here. Here she comes. Maria Bartiromo. Where else? Where? Fox Business in this case.
The same thing for the last 2 years. Watch this.
I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think spying did occur.
Well, let me...
But the question is whether it was predicated, adequately predicated. And I'm not suggesting it wasn't adequately predicated, but I'd need to explore that. I think it's my obligation.
They got the information from Bruce Orr. Did they disclose this to the FBI? Because remember, let me make the major point. None of this was disclosed to the FISA court when they went and spied on the Trump campaign using these very sophisticated tools that we have in our arsenal that are supposed to target terrorists and other bad guys. They used to target a political campaign operative.
Remember, Maria, how bad it was when we all found out there was this unverified dossier that was used as a basis to gain a warrant to survey.
These are quotes and clips from the Maria Bartiromo show on Fox Business. But there you go. You got to hear William Barr saying, yes, I think it was spying. And you could, in that congressional hearing room, you could hear a pin drop. Nobody moved a muscle. They were choking on that statement. Yes, I think there was spying. And then, in a very, avuncular tone, great presence, he says, I need to look into this. Was it predicated? And using a fancy word there, was there an adequate predicate? And it's going to have to be one hell of a predicate for spying on the president of the United States. You're going to have some big damn predicate to make that justified. I can't even think of a predicate that would justify that. I can't think of any predicate, any reason that would justify secretly having the president's own and our own FBI spying on him and trying to tear him apart. So the president picked up on that. How does the president do this? How does he notice Bartiromo and Lou Dobbs? In other words, I think he has himself and others monitoring all of these great shows. And here's another one. This is 10 hours ago. He's now citing and quoting, and it's beautifully done. It's a news summary that he puts together. Here he is. He's got Tucker Carlson.
Good evening. Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. What happens when you can no longer denounce your political opponents as Russian spies? This is a major problem in the Democratic Party right now, but they have a solution. You just call them white nationalists instead. It's every bit as stupid and slanderous, and it's even more effective in shutting them up. But what does it do to the country when you whip up hatred and fear like that? We'll tell you just ahead. But first tonight, the Attorney General William Barr has finally confirmed what has been obvious for months now. The Obama administration spied on Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Nothing like this has happened in modern American history.
Ever.
Barr dropped the news almost in passing during testimony before Congress this morning.
I think spying on a political campaign is a big deal. It's a big deal.
So you're not suggesting, though, that spying occurred?
I don't. I guess you could. I think there's a spying did occur. Yes, I think.
So I don't know. I can't read her name tag on her desk there. It's some Democrat in a red outfit who said, kind of coaching Barr, you better say the right thing here. So you're not saying spying occurred. And then he's supposed to say, no, I'm not. I wouldn't say that. And then he has to think. He says, yeah, I think it did. Ah, silence. Beautiful. And so there, let's see if Trump picks out another Fox show. The Well, on Lou Dobbs, he quotes, he picks out Lou Dobbs. He puts up a graphic from Lou Dobbs showing the president says, great news, make America great again. His overall popularity has risen in the Georgetown politics poll to 55%. And on the economy, 58%. Both of those numbers are considerably higher than the popularity at the same time of his presidency of Barack Obama, who is considered a man god to the Democrats. and all of this, you know, another great day of tweeting. And of course, we catch the last bits of the president's tweeting after our show, our last show on Wednesday. So we checked out at the president in Crosby, Texas, and then he had another tweet. He tweeted on the swearing in of Border Patrol Commissioner Kevin McAllen, sworn in to lead the Department of Homeland Security as the acting secretary. So he'll be the next secretary, succeeding, departing Kirstjen Nielsen, who just, she didn't have the stomach for the Trump program. She didn't get it. And so she was not able to. Donald Trump needs lieutenants who get it, who, when they think on their own, as he must have them do, they think Trump thoughts, the way all of you do out in the audience there. You, all of you people have get it, and Trump thoughts emanate from your cerebral cortexes. And that's what he didn't get from Kirstjen Nielsen. And so she did the right thing and resigned. Now, right after that, the president tweets this, using that magical word treason. I think what the Democrats are doing with the border is, all caps, treasonous. Their open border mindset is putting our country at risk. We'll not let this happen. That Twitter shorthand that you must use to stay within their constrained space, you know, is a little bit annoying, but everybody has to do it. I think what the Democrats are doing with the border is treasonous. There's no shorthand there, just a straight right to the jaw. Their open border mindset is putting our country at risk. Another one. We'll not let this happen. And then, less than an hour later, the president goes to another super important topic, which is the Trump phenomenon in Europe. Among our cousins, he says, too bad. And again, this is something no president has ever done. This is unbelievable. The president is spanking the European Union bureaucracy, leadership, oligarchy. He's giving them a horse whipping. He says, too bad that the European Union is being so tough on the United Kingdom and Brexit. The EU is likewise a brutal trading partner with the United States, which will change. Oh, I like that. I like that. A brutal trading partner. One of the things that just came out, he points out that there's been a recent revelation that the European Union is so heavily subsidizing Airbus that it's making for completely unfair trade practices in hurting Boeing and other American aircraft manufacturers. We'll come back with more of the president's tweet right after this break.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
That's right.
The world already knows where we stand.
Hey, we're back, folks. And let me bring my collar board up here now that I know where it is. There it is. Okay, I can see it. Whoops. There it is. And if you want to call in, 800-313-9443. Here, you know, someone who really gets it, Pat Buchanan, his latest column entitled "Already Deep in the Politics of Hate." And he, boy, this goes, I like to go to the end to show you where he's going. In this column, he said, "From his words and actions," these are the last two paragraphs. Here's the penultimate. "From his words and actions, Trump clearly senses that this may be the existential issue of his presidency. Can he secure the border against what seems to be an unstoppable invasion from the global south?" Ooh, that's nice stuff from Buchanan. And then the final paragraph, "Nor is this only an American issue. In the capitals of Europe, Budapest, Berlin, Paris, Rome, London, Madrid, the gnawing fear is not of Vladimir Putin leading a mighty Russian army back to the Elbe to recreate Stalin's empire, but of the African and Muslim hundreds of millions looking hungrily north to the pleasant lands of the former mother countries. Wow. And then here's a the president's words became even more freighted. This is a, I think, a left winger, the Washington Post, saying this, more freighted, when he repeated them on Saturday before the Republican Jewish Coalition in Las Vegas, saying, quote, "Our country is full. Can't come. I'm sorry." That is those four words, folks. Our country is full. Wow. Wow. Boy, does he get it. Trump's actions and words, writes Buchanan, last week do seem to portend tougher action on illegal immigration. But one need not look to Nazi Germany for precedence. They may be found in our own history. And that's a point I've made for years and years, that America, before the catastrophe of World War II, America was on a wonderful trajectory of racial common sense and immigration intelligence. And then World War II knocked all of that out of whack. They may be found in our own history. The 1924 Immigration Act, that was written by somebody who was very highly respected in America at the time, Madison Grant, who is a cousin of mine. I keep forgetting what the number is of a cousin, but 9 or 7. Written by Madison Grant, restricted legal immigration into the U.S., legal immigration into the U.S., and imposed ethnic quotas. That was American, not Nazi law, and was enforced by Presidents Coolidge, Hoover, FDR, Truman, Eisenhower, and Kennedy. So true. Coolidge signed it. Madison Grant wrote it. And there was a previous one signed by President Harding in 1920 called the Quota Act. The 24 was called the Immigration Act, both written by Madison Grant, who was the kind of guy that would enjoy this show. And we're the kind of people that would very much enjoy all the writings of Madison Grant. Eisenhower, who led the Allies to victory over Germany, sent General Joseph Swing to the U.S. border to remove 1 million people who had entered Texas illegally from Mexico, which the general then proceeded to do. And that mission of General Swing, who did remove 1 million Mexicans from Texas and elsewhere, actually had the name Operation Wetback. That was the actual name of the mission. Ike had crushed fascism and understood that securing the homeland against illegal mass migration is fascism only in the minds of those who have forgotten, if ever they knew, what a country is. From his words and actions, and then we go back to where we started, Trump clearly senses that this may be the existential issue of his presidency. So Pat has it exactly right, and I come to the same conclusion from his words and actions, that Trump does get it, that this is the existential or the main issue of his presidency. This is what he will be remembered for.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine.
Here we are at the bottom of the mine. You can hear those timbers crying. Timbers. We'll be back in just a minute. Stay with us.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Hey, we're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in. We're on the Trump phenomenon. And we're reading from a great column by Pat Buchanan. Does he write any other kind of column? Already deep in the politics of hatred. And what he refers to earlier in this column is that, what is his real name? Beto O'Rourke. What's his real name? Anyway, Patrick O'Rourke. He compares Donald Trump to the Third Reich. Bernie Sanders then does the same thing. This is 20... How long? What is this? 20 months before the election. And Bernie said, it gives me no pleasure. I won't do my Bernie. I'm so rusty, I won't do my Bernie Sanders voice impersonation. It gives me no pleasure to say this, but today we have a president who is a racist, sexist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, and a religious bigot. Well, Bernie, tell us what you really think about the man, Donald John Trump. And then Beto O'Rourke says, I might expect someone to describe another human being as an infestation in the Third Reich. I would not expect it in the United States of America. He's referring to Donald Trump, and the crowd cheered that in his appearance there in Iowa. Yes, there are some weirdos even in the state, the great state of Iowa, who would come to a Beto O'Rourke rally. Not many. These rallies from the Democrat candidates are all of them small, all of them. And they're like, you know, meetings of the, you know, a Rotary or Kiwanis meeting in a small town. They're very small meetings, dwarfed by Donald John Trump's huge rallies. So very good, column there from Pat Buchanan. Now, we covered the story in an earlier show this week on how the demon rats, they are using every conceivable weapon, clean, dirty, kick, gouge, scratch, to gain power, just that for which they lust. And one of the, we haven't talked too much about this, they want to pack the Supreme Court. They want to get rid of the Electoral College. These are massive changes to our system of governance. It's fine with them. If it furthers their end, there's no problem. You know, 18 is too young to vote, frankly, folks. The voting age should be set back to 21. Sorry. I wasn't ready to vote when I was 18. I'll tell you that. And I don't think most folks are. But 16? 16? That's crazy. But the Democrats, now if most 16-year-olds tended or trended, as they say, Republican, the Democrats would be adamantly opposed to lowering the voting age if it meant more Republican votes. But because all the polling tells them, and it looks very conclusive, that the younger you are, the more Democrat you are, they're all for it. So the anything they can do to gain power, of course, they commit electoral fraud and voter fraud. They do use every legal and illegal tool to gain power. But sadly, the only real fighter that we've seen at the national level is Donald Trump. Here's a man who will fight. And he's now recruiting. He's bringing out a core of us who will join him in a fight. And that's, the Republicans are going to have to do that. They're going to have to fight fire with fire. They're going to have to fight with the same intensity that the Democrats do. Can't bite, groin kick, or eye gouge the way the Democrats do. We'll have to confine ourselves to permissible punches. But we can beat them. What we have to have their, at least have their intensity to win, fighting clean, which we can do. And remember, two definitions to winning. Number one is winning electorally, winning politically. The other definition for me of winning is if we as a people get our act together and form a movement in our own interests. And this is a movement, as Pat Buchanan just said, that transcends borders, all the European nations. If we achieve that, if we start thinking of ourselves as Europeans and of our interests as European interests, we made it. When that moment arrives, whatever our political status may be, in this, that, or any other country, we will have achieved the big victory that we've lacked, which explains all of our political failures, is that we failed as a people to bond with each other to defend our own interests. And the guy who made that happen, by the way, before World War II, European people were bonded together and did fight in their own interests, did perceive themselves as a group with distinct interests that had to be pursued vigorously. I give as an example the Australian people, who in 1901, the first act of their newly convened legislature, parliament, just having achieved full independence from Mother Britain, their first act was the White Australia Policy. Look it up. The left will never let you know this ever even occurred. But those were the days. That was the norm in European countries. The actual government, left, right, and in the center. All the different prime ministers of Australia agreed upon the very first enactment of Australians when they achieved their full independence to act on their own, the White Australia Policy. And we've got a couple of callers here. A couple of my favorites here. Ken in Fort Worth and John in Missouri. Let me go to those callers now. Ken in Fort Worth, you're on the air.
Hey, I got a suggestion for Trump. Why don't he get some kind of a civilian corps, go down on the border and put them up Quonset huts and take a field hospital and mess tents and take them down there for about maybe 2 weeks at a time, and then pass out rifles and go to do some firing, and then at night go down there, whatever, go out to the border with rifles with blanks in it, and the sergeant says, get your blanks and fire around, please do that in Germany.
Well, I can answer the question. It's a good question, Ken. We have that group. We have that group of people who are good at living in canvas tents and Quonset huts, and
very good
with rifles, and they've got patches on their shoulders, and they're called the U.S. Army, Navy, Marines, and Air Force.
And
and we've got those people deployed in places they shouldn't be. And Donald Trump's trying to fix that. He's certainly not deploying them out there further. But they need to be brought home from the places they don't belong. And you are quite right, sir. And the beauty of using our armed forces on the border is that it doesn't give any ammo, to keep the metaphor going. It doesn't give any ammo to our enemies. Whereas if we have a vigilante force on the border, or a posse comitatus on the border, that's just grist for the mill for our enemies. But if regular units of the U.S. Army and the National Guard are on the border, that'll do the job. It should do the job. And the horrible situation we have, of course, is that we have, Pelosi and the demon rats took over the House. So the president is really, really hamstrung, and he's not going to say it, I don't think. Donald Trump's approach to things is he's going to win. And when things look really bad, he's not going to say things are looking bad, folks. He's going to say we're winning and we're going to win. He's a great commander and leader. But he's looking at a situation now, thanks to Paul Ryan and in the House and John McCain in the Senate and their ilk, where he does not really – he has a bare majority in the Senate – he does not have the backup that he needs to, get things done the way he wants them done. So we have to live with that sad fact. But
Joe Arpaio says we ought to take the U.S. Army and go into Mexico and work together with the Mexicans. That might be a good idea, too. Don't take any weapons with it,
Well, see, that brings up another point of the insanity of the and this is why the president rightly says that the law has to be changed. And he says in his tweets, it sounds like, why should he address the Democrats? He says the Democrats have to fix the bad laws. Well, unfortunately, folks, what he's saying is true. It is the Democrats who control the House. If there's going to be legislation to fix the immigration laws, it's got to initiate in the House. It can also be initiated in the Senate, but the House is the body that starts the legislation. It does, by law, start all of the taxation or all of the funding for any project. And everything, of course, has to be funded. So the he's got to deal with that horrible thing. But meanwhile, what he's doing, Ken, he's doing beautifully, is he's creating the movement. He's educating us. He's teaching us. When he says, "Our country is full," those four words never uttered by any American president, never uttered by any. No, yeah, our country is full. No one's ever said that. What have they said? The exact opposite. Lady Liberty stands at the door of America, welcoming the whole world. We welcome you all. You know, what a bunch of horse pucky, you know? We don't welcome everybody in the world. What nonsense. And, you know, one immigrant woman writes a poem, you know, Emma Lazarus, and all of a sudden that's our heritage and our policy. No, it's not. It's one goofball's poem written on the streets of New York. And the but Trump got it right. Our country is full. And he's now said that numerous times, which that's his way of making. He does a beautiful job of repeating those things that have to be repeated to establish their preeminence as issues. So he is doing that. And go ahead, Ken.
I'm gonna bail out. Okay, let your other guy come in. Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Ken, thank you very much. And let's bring in the distinguished Big Bad John of Missouri, that is. Hey, John, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, James. You had talked about Bernie and Beto earlier there, and what they represented, I think, is the fact that we're tolerant. We're tolerant of their ignorance and their followers. That's what they represent to me. We will put up with listening to your nonsense and then turn you off.
Yeah, well, now, here's the hope. Here's one of our hopes, John, and that is, you know, some of these people are listening to your voice and mine right now. That's the purpose of this radio network, one of the purposes. So some starry-eyed high school or college student in Missouri, you know, at UMKC or, you know, in Rolla or, you know, whatever, in Columbia, is listening to your voice, and he's hearing you and I say, our country is full, quoting Donald Trump, our country is full. And this is they've never heard that in their high school or their college. That's an impermissible thought. You're not allowed to say that's a racist thought, to say our country is full, because what that means is, no, we don't want you. We're full. No room. We're full. Oh, that's a racist thought. You've got to welcome every last needy person, every last person who has had a who lives in a hellish place. Well, it's our moral duty. You know, the ultimate do-gooder kumbaya philosophy, which is what rules in our, sadly, it rules in our secondary schools now, pretty much just as badly as it rules in the universities. And so we're hopefully that person hears you, hears me, and says, you know, that guy John and that guy Kelso in North Dakota, they don't sound like Nazis. They don't sound stupid. And they don't sound mean or nasty. It kind of, what they're saying kind of makes sense. Now, that's the hope, John, is that this message, people like John Stadtmiller with this network can get common sense thinking like yours communicated to enough millions of people one way or another by any means of communication we can discover, that we can save ourselves, that we can wake people up, snap them out of their kumbaya comatose state. We'll have a good one coming up here in 2020. This woman, Ilhan Omar of Minneapolis. Minneapolis is a European white city. It is. It is right now. It's still a very white city. And they elected this jihadi Muslim Somalian so-called refugee. If they re-elect her, this would be the interesting thing. That was what really hit me back in 2012 when America re-elected Barack Hussein Obama. Kind of interesting, the similarity there. Obama.
James, I feel exactly the same. I was shocked. I was shocked. I understood the first time, but I didn't get the second time.
Yeah, that made me, and that's why, this is kind of like a psychological whiplash. That 2012 experience, to me, that was, wow. I mean, that was bad. America just reelected a guy who can't even produce a valid birth certificate, and he still hasn't. That they will swallow that kind of garbage, and this guy will do this many really nasty things. Well, and then 4 years later, we're in heaven with Trump. So we'll see.
We're much happier.
Yeah, it's pretty nice up here in heaven. Yeah, I like it.
Hey,
all right, thanks,
James,
John.
Have a good evening.
All right, buddy.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way.
We're back, folks. And this is your Trump Phenomenon Show. And as we close the show, I'm looking here at a picture of Julian Assange, clearly having suffered from the years in the embassy there in London, where he couldn't get dental care. He's basically has to live as a hermit. And British cops are dragging, I don't know if there's any FBI in there as well, but they're dragging Assange, actually physically dragging him out of the embassy where he had been given refuge. And, you know, it's not a pretty picture. The way they're dragging him out, big men, you know, they're forcing this frail guy into a paddy wagon and kind of throw him into the wagon. They're pretty brusque with him. And this is pathetic. And what is Assange's, you know, Assange hasn't committed any crime. And the leftist, and Assange himself is not a right winger. I think politically, I think he's on the left. I think he's a kind of a liberal, kind of an honest liberal. And what his crime is that his publication is a publisher of leaked documents of the left, very much helped defeat Hillary Clinton in 2016. That's his sin. That's why they have to get Julian Assange. And if they do get him, well, I mean, in manhandling him this way, they've already sent a message out there, scaring the hell out of people. Hey, if you're a whistleblower, if you tell the truth, if something's listed as, you know, what does it take to make something confidential or to make it classified? Classified, that's the right word. Nothing. With a stroke of the pen, any bureaucrat can make 100,000 documents classified with one stroke of the pen. And now, if you reveal these things, if you learn some important truth, but it's classified, you can't say it. Wow, that's a police state, folks. That's the importance of Assange. He doesn't believe in a police state. He believes in the First Amendment. He believes in freedom of information and of communication. And he is right on the money there. He's a hero there. He's not a criminal. So if they get him, if they put him in prison, that's going to have a horrible chilling effect on other patriotic people, including people who are liberals, who will simply shut up, not wanting to be dragged out, dragged away like Julian Assange. An old man, in effect. But he looks like it's really affected his health and his well-being, being basically a prisoner locked up in an embassy. Let's say hello. Well, I'll just tip my hat to you, Dr. Kelly, who's been waiting online. We'll be back tomorrow night. Never fear for more Trump phenomenon.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.